You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. You are now tuned in to the Roto Experts.
Hour number two, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Fantasy executive to my right, Wall Street, Matt Modigan to my left. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing, Mr. Sussman? How you doing, Mr. Modigan?
Doing well, sir.
Very good. Thank you very much, everybody. Welcome to the Roto Experts television program of the part of the day. I just was saying welcome, Greg. You can jump back in. Take out your insurance cards and your copays. The office is open, my friends.
This is the XFL. It's back, Phoenix!
Why, though? Why?
Hashtag XFL 2020!
There was no need for the XFL.
Vince feels differently.
Why? Why is the XFL needed now?
Because
it failed before.
It failed miserably 17 years ago.
What's the difference 17 years later?
17 years later, there's a need for football for the other 7 months of the year.
Now, that's true.
Vince McMahon believes that once the Super Bowl is over, after the first week in February, there for the average fan, not for us who talk about football 24/7 every single day, but for the average fan, there is this hole on Sundays that needs to be filled.
That, I can agree with that.
That you're sitting on a couch and you're like, wow, it's Sunday. I wish I had football. Vince McMahon believes that you, the viewing audience, whether it's on your phone or on your TV or on your laptop or on your iPad or whatever, you will want to watch football on Sunday. So he thinks for 10 weeks plus playoffs, so 12 weeks total, 3 months, on Sunday, you'll be flipping around and you'll put on some football.
Watching XFL games.
I don't know. I didn't do it last time. So.
Well, true. There's a lot
it's
of
different, though.
There's a lot of differences between last time in 2001 with the XFL and 2020 with the XFL. Number one, he's going to wait 2 years to actually start this thing rather than starting it in 2 months. Mm-hmm. A little bit more thought out this time by Vince.
How many franchises? Eight?
It'll be eight franchises playing 10 games over, obviously, 10 weeks.
Yeah.
Plus a semifinal, plus a championship game.
Okay.
There has not been announced any team names, any team locations quite yet.
Yeah.
He believes, Vince does, that part of the problem with the NFL, he's made it very clear, unlike last time, he's not trying to compete with the NFL. He just feels that there's a niche here.
Yeah.
Okay? He believes part of the problem, while viewership is down in the NFL, it's just a long game. It's a long time to sit in front of the TV for 7 hours on a Sunday, or even 3 hours on a Sunday, and watch a full game. He wants to get football down from three and a half hours of a game to two. Make a game 2 hours. No halftime, potentially. Just play straight through. He thinks a lot more as well. And we're going to break down all of Vince McMahon's thoughts and ideas. And we're going to tell you what Corey and Matt think about it when we return. It's the Roto Extroverts here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Playing daily fantasy basketball this year? Consider Daily Roto your go-to resource. Whether you play on DraftKings or FanDuel, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. With a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, there's no better place to get your NBA DFS content. Better yet, you can save 10% using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium and learn more about our awesome product.
The XFL! He's back. We're doing this gun thing again, huh?
Shots fired.
It's Tupac.
Tupac again.
And Bone Thugs.
Yeah. I'm out. Okay. Anyway, so I gave you some of the XFL stuff. We continue on. with the XFL rules and regulations. If you are arrested, have any sort of rap sheet, you will not be eligible to play in the XFL.
Oh, God.
I think you're cutting off a lot of talent.
Oh, boy, they're going for the Will Cain crowd.
Vince McMahon yesterday was specifically asked about three players. Johnny Manziel.
Uh-huh.
Tim Tebow.
Uh-huh.
And Colin Kaepernick.
Uh-huh.
In regards to Johnny Manziel, that's where he gave the, you know, listen, if you have a rap sheet, you have a DUI, you get arrested, you're not eligible. Now, that may be tweaked down the line, but potentially. Well, then he was asked about Colin Kaepernick more specifically, and he repeated the same line. And he's like, okay, well, what about Colin Kaepernick? He wasn't, you know, never been arrested. He goes, as long as all of our players abide by our rules, they will be allowed to participate. It asked to expand on that, and in reference to the national anthem.
Yeah.
Vince said that in every sporting event around the country, around the world even, they play the national anthem before the game, so you sing it without saying it. Will be required to stand at the national anthem as part of the XFL.
Yeah.
And if Mr. Kaepernick wants to abide by that, sure, play.
He's not going to play in the XFL.
When it came to Tim Tebow, we'd love to have you, Tim. Please come. He said that there would be no one given, no college stars or anything like that, yet given preferential treatment. They just want the best of the best to come play. They realized that what the audience was missing last time around was quality of play, that it wasn't good enough in 2001.
Oh, but it will be now.
But it will be now, exactly.
I'm suspect on that.
I'm just telling you what he said. It will be now. It will be better. He believes he found the winning formula. WWE will not be involved in any way in this venture. Last time around, the number one announced crew went from Matt Vasgersian, now on Sunday Night Baseball, Matt Vasgersian and Jesse Ventura announcing, to Jim Ross and Jerry Lawler being your number one team. It's not the case anymore. It went from having The Rock giving his catchphrases before the game. There's going to be no John Cena or Roman Reigns appearances there. It went from having extremely scantily clad cheerleaders, who I believe it was like encouraged for them to mix with the team, to no more cheerleaders at all. The coin toss last time. Remember, it was, I'm going to have to throw a ball, two people are going to chase after it.
Yeah, please.
Dude separated his shoulder the first time they did that, never played. It's going away. They're going to focus on safety. It's going to be real football, but they're not going to
be unsafe about it. You need to focus on safety in WWE.
Sure do, absolutely. Concussions, they're talking about the best specialists. Vince McMahon, who was out in front of this last time, said he's going to take a step back. He said, this may be the last time you see me, because he's going to hire, quote, people that know what they're doing, unquote. Vince's role in WWE will not change. He will remain the chairman of the board, CEO. But he believes the XFL will be successful this time because he has no TV partner at the moment. He will figure that out.
Oh, yeah. He'll get that money for the TV partnership.
Yes, he will. And then this $100 million venture, which is what this is, Vince took $100 million out of WWE, started a new company called Alpha Entertainment, and is funding the XFL through that. He will own, as I said, all eight franchises. He will operate them as one sole entity. There will be no owners. And that's kind of the deal.
I mean, listen, if you're going to put football on TV and it's any good, people will watch it, but it's going to be hard to figure out what you're going to get out the talent pool of players. That's first and foremost. You're not going to have guys like Colin Kaepernick playing in the XFL. That's a disgrace to even ask that question is a discredit to Colin Kaepernick and what he's done in his NFL career and what he still can do. So, you know, it's another novelty act by Vince. Hopefully it works out, because I wouldn't mind watching them playing some fantasy if they got some good players.
They announced that there will be fantasy football for the XFL. They will promote gambling with the XFL.
I just worry about, see, the gambling with the XFL, I worry about games being rigged.
Because of WWE.
Yeah.
And because there's one sole entity.
And there's one owner of all the teams.
Look, I appreciate that he's trying to get the gimmick aspect out of it. That was one of the main reasons it failed. It was kind of like WWE football,
yes.
What he was promoting the last
Definitely.
Time. I mean, to me, it's more like a D-League of football. I don't know what, you know, there'll be guys that will definitely want to play. I just don't know how good this product's going to be. I mean, I don't know. It's a couple years away, so maybe he can get everything. He hires the right people. And you get some guys that, say, didn't make the cut or they get cut and want to have a chance to showcase. I think it's ambitious. I'm just really not buying it, to be honest with you.
Would you watch?
I mean, I really didn't watch the last time. But this time, like you said, it is, he's trying to go for the real football aspect of it. Maybe I tune in. It's still a ways away. But you know what? Come springtime, I'm watching baseball. And I'm fine with baseball in the spring. I love football. I love the NFL season. I love playing fantasy there. I don't think I need to be playing. Look, the NFL pretty much goes 365 anyway. We have the combine. We have the draft. And I'm drafting in the middle of May anyway. So it's not like I've been had that hole. And baseball takes... baseball is very, very demanding. So, you know, I'll check it out. If it's good, yeah. But I'm kind of betting against that. Especially that he's going to own all these franchises. I don't know.
You know, it's interesting. Because this model... I watched the first game of the XFL like so many people did. That had a huge rating on NBC. Mm-hmm. And then you're just like, hey, it's kind of boring. I'm going to shut this off. And never watched it again. I was 13 years old at the time. And I think many people kind of did the same thing I did. Like, let me check this thing out. It sounds cool. And the rating popped. And then you're like, this kind of sucks. And then you turned it off. That will be the difference this time. You're going to get people to watch that first day on that Sunday.
Yeah.
Especially if you do it the week after you start the week after the Super Bowl. Because people are going to want to watch football. They're still in football mode. You turn it on. You need to be able to keep the viewers. You need to be able to watch the game, and be like, you know what?
And they're going to need fantasy football.
This doesn't suck. And you need fantasy football. You need people to have a stake. It's a million-dollar industry. Much yep. more. Many million-dollar industry. Multi-million-dollar industry.
Billion-dollar
industry. Yeah. Really?
Billion-dollar industry.
I never seen it.
You have that. People are going to pay attention.
Yeah, no doubt. It'll be a fantasy aspect of it. That'd be very important. That'll help it out a lot. If the hobby can catch fire in the XFL and start to grow and stuff like that, just like how much it's helped the NFL. Television is important, but it's got to be good play on the field. The play on the field has to be good. You can't have a bunch of washed-up NFLers, and you can't have a bunch of FCS-type guys trying to be out there and competing, you know. So as long as the play on the field is good, I think you can. I think he could have success. Smart guy, know how to get it done. It is that void in that middle of the year where you don't have football, so... People, you just got to make sure it's not a novelty act. People got to take Vince seriously.
Correct.
You know?
And also, Matt, you said you'd watch baseball, but if this thing starts in mid-February, early February, whatnot, you have 2 months until baseball starts. He's asking for one day a week.
I will give him the fact that starting right after Super Bowl is the correct way to go. Because February, it's before the tournament and stuff,
yep.
and
yep.
all those conference games. So he is picking the perfect time to do it.
Okay.
I mean, there is a doldrum. Unlike this year where we have the Olympics, some people don't care about it.
Sure.
But, you know, the Olympics are usually, there's storylines and, you know, national pride, whatever.
Yeah.
So I get that. Look, the presentation he gave this time around is worlds better
Definitely.
Than the last time. I mean, the last time was pretty much like pimp and hoes and let's just, you know, be gimmicky as possible, you know. So, but I don't know what kind of players is it when it's all said and done, who's going to be on the field? I mean, it's kind of like, do you watch D-League basketball?
It's now the G-League, and no.
You know, even college football.
Yeah.
I mean, there's some good, you know, but when you start going down the line, are you watching that game?
College football, I'm not sure.
No, but I'm saying, if it's not FBS...
I'm not watching Division II football.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I think it's a fair point, right? Am I watching Arena League football? No. Am I watching Canadian football? No. There's a lot of football out there if I want to see it. What is going to be the hook to make me watch the XFL?
It has to be good play.
The product on the field has to be good.
So that's it right there. It's got to be, you kind of want it, It would be better if it's best if it's kind of set up as a semi-pro developmental
league.
So he
specifically said it will not be a developmental league for the NFL.
And well, the SEC is already a developmental
absolutely.
League. So you need to have better play than SEC football.
Correct. The NFL did not comment on the return of the XFL. Remember,
they don't have
the one and only MVP of the league, Tommy Maddox, did go on to start for the Pittsburgh Steelers, if that means anything.
I never forget touchdown Tommy Maddox.
Touchdown Tommy Maddox. We take a break. When we come back, let's get to the NBA roster, shall we? Stick around. We'll be back after this.
Playing daily fantasy basketball this year? Consider Daily Roto your go-to resource. Whether you play on DraftKings or FanDuel, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. With a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, there's no better place to get your NBA DFS content. Better yet, you can save 10% using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium and learn more about our awesome product.
The XFL, no longer a fantasy. It's a reality. Comes your way, 2020. Hashtag XFL 2020. But what is also a reality is the fantasy draft that took place yesterday between Steph Curry and LeBron James.
Yep.
Now, LeBron tweeted, "Yo, this is awesome, Steph. We got to televise that next year." And Steph's like, "Yeah, no doubt." NBA said it's the NBAPA's fault that it wasn't televised.
I can see that.
That they couldn't come to a consensus because certain players that they expected that could be part of the draft, some people were not comfortable with that. Mm-hmm. I assume next year it will be on TV.
Yeah, and next year if they do it again, it will be on TV. They'll figure that part out.
I agree.
Why weren't they comfortable? Like we spoke the other day. Guys making $20 million or more a year, you know, because you're the last player, you're insulted.
Yes, correct. That's actually correct.
I don't get it.
So the NBA made their decision, and they went with it, and they drafted without at least showing it. The starting lineup for Team LeBron. LeBron James, of course. The backcourt will be Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant. The front court, the New Orleans Brothers. DeMarcus Cousins and Anthony Davis.
They're related?
They're brothers in arms.
Oh.
Brothers in arms. DeMarcus Cousins, Anthony Davis, the front court. LeBron takes Kyrie. Surprised?
No, I'm not surprised. I guess, you know, Kevin Durant and Steph will be on opposite sides of the court, which I guess is cool. That's fun to see them, you know, separated here. Have him play with LeBron. I kind of do like that. He's got a pretty damn good team.
It's a damn good starter.
But look at the start. Compare
the starters for Steph.
You have to compare the starting lineups.
I am.
Okay.
So I'm doing the starters for Steph now.
Mm-hmm.
Captain Steph Curry. The backcourt. It'll be Steph and DeMar DeRozan in the backcourt.
Mm-hmm.
Front court. James Harden. Giannis. Joel Embiid.
That's a powerful front court right there. And then you got
is that a powerful front court compared to DeMarcus Cousins and Anthony Davis?
Yeah, well.
And then you have LeBron and Kevin Durant. Steph got worked. Steph got worked.
I don't understand why he didn't do good in this. Well, LeBron James has experience in this.
We had a tweet last night that said, look, if you look at the teams, LeBron will make a great exec when he retires late. When he retires? He's been an exec for a decade.
Exactly. He's been running teams since he got in the NBA, so he does have general manager skills, LeBron James.
Yeah, he's been hiring and firing coaches.
See, the thing about it is, when you look at this, you got to break and you want to when you get to the reserve round, it's not fair.
So let's get to the reserve round, shall we? So those are the starters. Do we all agree that LeBron won the starters?
Yes.
Corey?
Yeah, LeBron won the starters. But you got Antetokounmpo, Harden. That's not bad.
I didn't say it was bad. I'm saying that the other team's better.
Yeah, well, it is.
It just is, man.
He did a better job.
He did a better job. DeMar DeRozan has to be the last pick, right?
Yeah, likely.
Yeah, I think so, too. Okay. So we know that Steph had a first pick of the reserves. And Corey's been adamant that he probably had to draft Klay Thompson and Draymond Green back to back.
Yeah, he had to take Klay Thompson and Draymond Green. He's got to roll with those guys for the rest of the year. They got to try to go another championship run together. I understand nobody would have likely said anything, but at some point, when these rosters came out, if Draymond Green was on the other team,
this is what I said to you.
Yeah, it does make sense.
If Draymond was on the other team, that would have been the end of the Warriors dynasty.
I don't think it would have been the end of the. I don't think it would have been the end of the dynasty, but I think at some point he'd have been like, "How did I get on his team?" And he'd have been like,
"Oh, he took you first.
He took you first." And then I'd have been like, "That's not true." So he had to really, he really had to spend. Steph was at a disadvantage because he had to spend high round picks on his teammates.
And you know what? He had to take Draymond first. Because if Klay wouldn't care, Klay'd be like, whatever. He had to take Draymond first. And then I mean, that allowed LeBron to take Westbrook.
Yeah, exactly.
Because normally, you know, Steph would have taken Westbrook.
Mm-hmm.
But
if Steph would have taken Westbrook, there's a good chance LeBron would have took Klay. Or he could have took Jimmy Butler.
Correct.
Steph has Klay and Jimmy Butler.
And Draymond Green and Kyle Lowry, Damian Lillard, Karl Anthony Towns, Al Horford.
That team don't really have no balance to it.
Mm-mm.
He's just picking players.
The other side, LeBron's squad, got Russell Westbrook. I'll tell you a story about it in a moment. Russell Westbrook, the backcourt of John Wall and Brad Beal, Oladipo, Kevin Love, LaMarcus Aldridge, and Kristaps Porzingis.
Yeah, he's got the team. He's got the squad. So we'll see how it plays out on the field.
I will say,
on the court,
I will say this is interesting. Kind of like your team yesterday, Corey. You had Steph and Klay. Mm-hmm. You had them together. You have Kyle Lowry, DeMar DeRozan together, so does he.
Yeah, exactly.
On the other side, he has John Wall, LeBron has John Wall, Bradley Beal together, too.
Yep.
Thought that was interesting. And he's got the Cavs threesome back together in Kyrie, Kevin Love, and LeBron James.
Have they posted a point spread on this game?
That's a great question.
That is a good question.
Let me look. Let me see. I will do that right now. Russell Westbrook, by the way. Carmelo told him that LeBron told him that Westbrook was the last pick. That's why he was last on the list. And Westbrook's like, "Are you effing kidding me?" And Paul George is like, "No, you idiot. It's in alphabetical order."
I did see that. That was funny. But obviously, people do get offended. Yeah. That's just.
Oh, yeah. I can see Russell Westbrook being the type of guy to get offended by something like that.
That was true. It didn't take Melo long. It did not take Melo long. Let's see if I can find this. It's not my bookie. Yeah, I mean, all star.
Westbrook, not a starter, is kind of odd to me.
Well, I mean, he wasn't voted into starter.
Is he not one of the best players in the game?
Westbrook is arguably the best player in the game.
Thank you. That's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm here for. Yeah.
He's in a tough position when you got to look at the fact that you have Steph Curry. So that makes it very difficult for him to start in an all-star game in the Western Conference because Steph Curry's in his way.
I don't have an all-star line yet. We will. We'll have that at some point. Who do you feel won the reserve round, Corey Parson?
LeBron James won the whole thing. Okay. You look at LaMarcus Aldridge and Kristaps Porzingis right there in the reserve round and Russell Westbrook in the reserve round. That's dominant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I did a better job than Steph Curry yesterday.
Okay. So you agree. LeBron James.
Yeah, but like to Corey's point, in the reserve round, he had to get his guys.
He had to take his guys.
Like
so he's hamstrung in that.
It's like, you know, if you watch it's like when MLB does the all-star game and the manager gets the pick and
yep.
Like Joe Torre takes like
all
seven
those guys.
Yankees.
Yeah. Yeah, he always did that. All right, so there you go. Those are your all-star lineups here for the 2018 NBA All-Star Game.
No doubt. Interesting format. Glad they tried it out. Next year, put it on TV and could have a winner.
Could have a winner, indeed. The NBA last night, there were four games of action led by OKC defeating the Wizards 121-112. I found this out last night. I was watching this game. The Wizards have never won in Oklahoma City. Never.
Wow.
Never.
Well, that's odd.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I wonder what's going on in OKC.
This was a 14... Or is this a 9-point game at halftime? We got up to 14 in the third. Wizards came storming back. Wasn't enough, though. The Thunder held on 121-112. They were led by Russell Westbrook, who had 46 points, 6 rebounds, and 6 assists.
that's a hell of a lot. Yeah.
19 of 29 from the field.
Remember when you said you talk about that situation in DFS?
Yeah.
When it's only a four
you
game
have to take
slate.
Them.
If you didn't have them,
you can't win.
You can't win.
Yeah. We said that for sure. 18 points for Paul George, 13 and 8 for Melo.
They're playing better basketball as a team.
Definitely better. We knew it was going to take time to gel, and it's gel.
They didn't look bad for a minute, though.
Horrible.
But right now, they're sitting at, what, the 5 seed?
I believe they're the 5 seed. Or they're the 4 seed.
Match up with the Spurs right now? They'll beat the Spurs.
Is that true? Is that what it is?
I think they right now they would match up
no,
with the
they
Spurs.
Would match up with the Timberwolves.
That would be a tougher series.
That would be one heck of a series.
I mean, the Western Conference and, like, the playoff, all those matchups are going to be fun.
Yeah, it's going to be very good.
The East
first
is
round.
Pretty much, for me, Cavs, Celtics, I feel like I care about.
That's all you care about. Even, can you get the Raptors in there?
We the North.
Yeah, I mean, we the North, I know our good friends up there are believing the finals are real this time, but I don't.
But they're probably not. Okay. For the Wizards, Bradley Beal, fresh off being named in his first All-Star game, puts up 41-12 with 7 assists. I guess you could have won if you had Bradley Beal in that.
Yeah, exactly. Bradley Beal throwing up a big number last night, so it's good to see him happy to be an All-Star. He goes out there and getting it done. I never seen Bradley Beal play like that before.
Me either. As John Wall is 21-12, Otto Porter returned to the lineup. He had 11-6. Markieff Morris, a really nice game, 20-9 for Markieff Morris. Golden State defeated Minnesota in the second game of TNT's doubleheader last night, doubling him up. 126-113. They doubled up the 13 part of it.
Yeah.
126-113. 28-11-10 for Kevin Durant. That's triple double.
A triple double. It's a big time triple double too.
Three
right
blocks
there.
And two steals.
So he had another player that had another big night last night.
Stars were out last night.
Yeah. Exactly. He put up a nice line showing why he was the first pick in that draft.
Yep.
The Warriors in this game came out with 38 points in the first quarter.
25-9 for Steph Curry, 25-5-3 for Klay Thompson, who got the job done for Minnesota. Once again, no Jimmy Butler. Karl Anthony Towns had 31-11, while Taj Gibson had 12-10. The Knicks fell in Denver, 130-118. Despite 21-7 from Kristaps Porzingis and 20-7 from Enes Kanter, 21 for Michael Beasley off the bench. And how about this? Off the bench, Trey Burke played 29 minutes and finished with 18-11.
18-11 for Trey Burke. So you saw opportunity to get the minutes. He puts up nice work. The Knicks now 7 games under 500.
At least Porzingis played.
18-10-7 for Nikola Jokic. Gary Harris at 23. 21-5 off the bench for Trey Lyles. We'll come back. One more game to go over Sacramento and Miami. And then we'll play Who Said It? The NBA edition. That comes your way next.
Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
Sacramento and Miami next up. The final game from last night. The Sacramento Kings defeated Miami 89-88. The Heat were led by 23 from Goran Dragic. A popular DFS target last night was Hassan Whiteside. That did not work out. 8 points, 14 rebounds. It's a okay line, not good enough for what you had to pay for Whiteside.
Yeah, I never really liked paying for Whiteside. He's just one of those guys where I just have a bad vibe, bad mojo with him. Never works out for me. Gets you 14 boards, though. Only 8 points.
Wayne Ellington off the bench. He had 20. Kelly Olynyk at 10 off the bench. Justice Winslow had 11-5.
Yeah, good old Justice Winslow.
Yeah. Indeed.
I'll never forget when Scott said that.
The best.
Just Ice Winslow.
For the Sacramento Kings, De'Aaron Fox returned to the starting lineup. George Hill did not play. De'Aaron Fox, 14 points there. Zach Randolph at the double-double, 10-10 in the starting lineup. The Young Guns didn't really get it done unless your name was Buddy Hield. Buddy, 24-5 for Sacramento.
Buddy's starting to play a little bit now.
A little bit. Mm-hmm. A little bit. 15-33 are the Sacramento Kings.
De'Aaron Fox with that putback to end it.
Yes, yes, it was. Indeed. Mm-hmm. Let's play a little Who Am I? Or Who Said It?
All right, let's do it.
This is exciting. We've been waiting for this moment all week.
I feel like that.
It's true. I've been advertising it since Tuesday. But here we go.
Sorry, it's a nice swig.
Refreshed?
Yeah, I'm refreshed.
Okay. Let's see. I got to remember. All right, here we go. Here we go. It's my job. I love putting on a show for people, and it's hard to sit back here and watch the game. I got to stay positive. I got to try to get back as fast as I can. Was that Isaiah Thomas?
That's where I'm going.
Let me give the choice.
I'm going to say that, but you need to give me an option.
Was that Isaiah Thomas, Gordon Hayward, or Lonzo Ball? Matt, what was your decision?
Isaiah Thomas.
I'm going Lonzo Ball.
It is, in fact, Lonzo Ball.
Boo.
Lonzo Ball said it on recently spraining his knee. He wants to get back for the people, Corey.
Yeah, he wants to get back for the people. He also wants to be back for the rookie game, too.
He does indeed. It's at home.
Yeah, huh?
At home.
Yeah, it's at the Staples Center. I'm quite sure Big Papa will fly in from Lithuania. He will be at that event.
Oh, yes. He's probably going to want a parent game, potentially.
He's going to want to put the triple Bs in midcourt.
Right, you have the Rising Stars game. Now he wants the old nothing game.
Yeah, exactly.
He's
going
to come off the bench.
Next quote. You see it all the time. You just put so much hope and trust in people, and they disappoint you. It's a matter of picking the right people. Trusting them and having faith that it will work out. Was that Russell Westbrook? Was that Kevin Durant? Or was that Drake?
I'm going to go with Russell Westbrook.
That's a good... This is a tough one right here, Greggy. Oh, man. Why would Drake be saying this, though? I don't see how Drake gets in this mix. Has Drake been in the news lately? No. I'm going to go... Kevin Durant talking about referees.
It was Kevin Durant on his desire to own a basketball team in the future.
Really?
Kevin Durant, yeah.
It's interesting.
Following the Derek Jeter model.
Stay selling the Wizards.
Maybe he will.
Man, sell him the Wizards.
I can see Ted Leonsis trying to play him a little bit.
They'll tear them down like Jeter to a ton.
John Wall, goodbye. There you go.
Something just hit me this morning.
Yeah.
Derek Jeter is Don Mattingly's boss.
Yes.
That's got to suck for Don Mattingly. I know he's like, are you serious? Again?
It is what it is. Not going to cry about it. Not going to whine about it. Just move on and look forward to when I can play again.
Kawhi Leonard.
Is that Kawhi Leonard? Is that Trevor Ariza? Is that Derrick Rose?
Derrick Rose on the court, so that's Kawhi Leonard.
Kawhi Leonard.
I'm going to go with Kawhi as well.
The answer was Trevor Ariza.
Why is Trevor Ariza not playing?
After when he was suspended for two games. Obviously, he's back now for the Rockets, but that was Trevor Ariza after the suspension.
That was a whole botch job, that suspension.
Yes, it was.
Well, yeah, I should have known better than that because really, Kawhi Leonard has no reason to be in front of a microphone.
No, he does not, and he isn't. The Spurs won't let that happen.
Yeah, the Spurs won't let that happen.
I just have to make the right plays, and sometimes tough shots are going to be taken on my end, and I've just got to be ready to knock them in. And if they're not there, then make plays for my teammates. Is that Russell Westbrook, Kyrie Irving, or Isaiah Thomas?
That is Isaiah Thomas.
I want to say Isaiah Thomas, but I'm going to change it up. I'm going to go Kyrie.
It is, in fact, Kyrie Irving. There you go. Kyrie Irving. That was after the Celtics lost the Pelicans. Remember, Celtics had a four-game losing streak earlier this week. Went to Staples Center, wound up losing to the Lakers before coming back the next night and beating the Clippers. They had a players-only meeting there. And turned it around.
Yeah, I mean, the Celtics have been really good this season. You're going to hit a lull at some point. And, you know, they got back on track. The Clippers, you know, could do that for you.
Absolutely. So there you go. Celtics, they'll be okay. They'll be okay.
You never see our team have a players-only meeting after a win.
Very rarely.
Yeah.
They probably do. You just don't hear about
that. Yeah, you just don't hear
about
it.
Those are probably wild.
Those meetings are taking place at the strip club.
Yeah.
Scott.
Can't go stop right there.
I will say this. Scott begged us to have a players-only meeting at this table.
Many times.
I understand the media wants juicy. They want views and the easiest target.
Can I repeat that?
I understand the media wants juicy. They want views and the easiest target.
This sounds like a head coach.
Is that LeBron James? Is that Austin Rivers? Is that at real Donald Trump?
It kind of sounds like Kevin Durant, but he's not an option.
It's not Kevin Durant.
Yeah. What was the second option?
LeBron James, Austin Rivers, or at real Donald Trump?
You know what? Just because the whole dad-son relationship here, I'll go Austin Rivers. I think LeBron's too easy.
This is a tough one right here. Repeat the quote, please. One more time.
I understand the media wants juicy. They want views and the easiest target. LeBron James, Austin Rivers, at real Donald Trump.
It's not
Trump.
Controversial enough for Trump. So.
I think it might be. I think it's Austin Rivers.
You both say Austin Rivers. That was tweeted by Donald Trump. I'm just kidding. It was actually Austin Rivers. That was Austin Rivers on being attacked by the media.
Yeah, Trump would have thrown a fake news.
Yeah, he would have gotten a hashtag fake news there, for sure. Yeah, it was Austin Rivers on being attacked by the media. And there you go. That's who said it from the NBA.
It's a good job, Mr. Sussman.
You know, it was actually our intern, Matt, that put that all together.
That's a good job.
I started out slow, but
You picked up.
I recovered.
Matt, by the way, maybe he doesn't know this yet. I don't even know if he's here yet. Will be coming up for Is Mike Lying?
What is he going to be doing up here?
Or downstairs will be answering the question because there's certain questions we need his expertise on.
Why?
Because there in Is Mike Lying, it is Royal Rumble weekend. So there are a few Royal Rumble questions, and I thought that he deserved a chance to answer them because I assumed you wouldn't get them right, either of you.
No,
I'm right.
All right, so we don't have them. We use
no.
Head to head.
Anything after like WrestleMania 2.
So all of these are after WrestleMania 2.
Yeah, we'll see. I might be able to get you some Royal Rumble love.
That's a fight.
Well, you can get mad up here, you know.
It is what it is. I don't care. It doesn't matter to me.
I'm cool with Matt.
All right, you're cool with Matt. Okay, so coming up next hour, by the way, we're gonna play Name That Player. Should I start us off each? Should I do one right now? Just start
Let's
us off.
Let's do one right
Let's
now.
Let's do one right now.
Let me get warmed up.
Get you warmed up. The name that player.
Tease it.
Here we go. Guess name that player. I am 6'8", 198 pounds. I am currently 24 years old. I am currently averaging 13.7 points per game. Of all the players who weigh less than 200 pounds, I am the leader in rebounds with 6.3 rebounds per game. I've averaged 30 or more minutes per game each of the last 3 seasons. Wow. Do you want to check something in here? Okay.
198 pounds.
I have 19 double-doubles the last 2 seasons combined. 7 this year, 12 last year.
So this whole weight thing is throwing me off.
As a sophomore in college, I was named the Big East Player of the Year. This offseason, I received a $106.5 million offer sheet from the Brooklyn Nets. My team matched that offer.
Well, this is a good one right here.
Don Burns has told us he knows it.
That Don Burns had the first guess?
Yeah, give it to Burns.
Don Burns, they're giving you the opportunity to say it.
Otto Porter.
It is, in fact, Otto Porter.
Don Burns for the win.
Georgetown University.
Georgetown University.
That weight really did throw me off too, man. And I agree, that weight. I'm like, wait a minute, who is this beanpole?
The last clue would have been, I share a first name with a Syracuse Orange mascot. It's Otto.
I didn't know that thing was called Otto. I thought it was just called Orange.
Otto the Orange.
Otto the Orange. I did not know that. Look at that.
Otto the Orange.
You got me on that one.
So
Otto,
there you go.
Porter.
Don Burns picks up the victory.
Yeah, look at that.
And the first question, name that player. Next hour, a whole lot more name that players with baseball. Or by a whole lot, I mean three. But or maybe four. I think I did four of them. But we'll talk about the baseball players when we come to it. Oh, we'll take a break. There's some football stuff I do want to get to here as we wrap up hour number two. And we're going to do that. So take a break. Come back. There's a lot of talk about Jarvis Landry, where he could end up. I read a rumor that Cleveland's a possibility this morning. I read a rumor that the Jets are a possibility this morning. But yet, last night, it was all back to Miami. Where's Jarvis Landry going to go? The three of us will discuss that coming up next.
Playing daily fantasy basketball this year? Consider Daily Roto your go-to resource. Whether you play on DraftKings or FanDuel, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. With a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, there's no better place to get your NBA DFS content. Better yet, you can save 10% using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium and learn more about our awesome product.
Jarvis Landry, we talked a little bit about him yesterday, how much money he could make, where he could end up. And the latest rumor I read last night before I went to bed was that there was a little progress between Jarvis Landry and Miami, that maybe they were getting toward where they needed to go. I wake up this morning and said, watch out for Cleveland and the Jets! Heavy favorites for Jarvis Landry! What does this mean?
For me, it doesn't mean really anything. I think it's just more, you know, speculation,
posturing,
trying to get some clicks on stuff. I don't know where Landry's going, but he does deserve to get paid. I mean, what's Miami doing with the quarterback situation? Is Tannehill still the guy there? I think they have a lot of questions to be asked on that end. Devontae Parker, is he really ever going to be a thing? Seriously.
So. They're going to franchise him.
I don't think they'll franchise him.
Why not?
See, I don't think they're good at
it. I don't think they want to guarantee him that much money for this year.
I think they have no. They need him.
Oh, they definitely need him. They definitely need him. It just doesn't seem like he's ever been
in good graces with them.
Yeah,
they'll be terrible without him.
I think they're pretty terrible with him. But
they need a quarterback. They need a quarterback. And they're going to tell you, to answer your question about Ryan Tannehill, they're going to say Ryan Tannehill's the guy until he's not the guy.
Exactly. You know, I think that's correct. They'll probably, at least if they don't upgrade, you know, via trade or free agency, whatever, they'll definitely put their foot in the water and grab somebody in one of these rounds.
Yeah, I think so. I think so, too. Matt Moore is not going to be back. Jay Cutler's not going to be back. And I don't think they just go forward with just Ryan Tannehill. I don't think that happens.
Does Adam Gase deserve to be back?
Made the playoffs, been there for 2 years, made the playoffs his first year, didn't make the second year.
This is an important year for Adam Gase.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen coaches make the playoffs and then, like, be god-awful the next year and get fired.
Absolutely. So, I mean, Ben McAdoo.
Yeah.
I don't think Adam Gase lost the locker room Ben McAdoo style.
No. I mean, Ben McAdoo was epic fan. That was, you know. And somehow he stayed on for, like, I guess they kept him around to be the fall guy for that whole situation with Eli when they wanted to move on. That's the only reason I can justify him, like, trying to stay on.
I agree.
Just, you know, we're paying you all this money. You take the, you know.
Oh, you take the heat, 100%. 100%. I think, so to answer your question, I think Adam Gase does belong to still be there. We'll see what he can do in 2018. Also, I want to bring this up to you, Corey. I wrote in my notes just for you. Byron Leftwich will be back as the Arizona quarterback's coach. Bruce Arians speaks highly of him, thinks he has a lot of potential as a coach. 38 years old right now is Byron Leftwich.
He's got that old already.
You thought Byron would be a head coaching candidate this year.
I figured he'd move up to a coordinator, especially with that coordinator position being open. But I was thinking that, Mike McCoy takes that job right there.
Yeah, it was announced Mike McCoy. He's the new offensive coordinator. You're correct.
So he'll be the offensive coordinator after Mike McCoy gets fired.
You know what's interesting? That Mike McCoy gets hired. He got fired midway through the season in Denver because he has no quarterbacks. Arizona currently has zero quarterbacks under contract. Why are you bringing in Mike McCoy? What did he do? What quarterback has he developed that you're going to like, oh, I want this guy?
Oh, this is the... This is the boys' club, you know. Yep. It's recycled. You know, he's been there. He's done it before. I mean, in fairness, in Denver, I mean, who did he have?
Who does he have in Arizona?
Well, I mean, they don't have anybody now, but I'm assuming they're going to go get somebody. You know, I'm assuming. I don't think Byron Leftwich's coming out of retirement.
Maybe that's why he's still there.
That'd be crazy. He wasn't good when he played.
Maybe he'll bring it on. I got my friend David Garrard who wants to come back and play.
Mike McCoy is good for David Johnson.
He's good. Why is that?
Because Mike McCoy likes to utilize running backs in the passing game.
Did we see that at all with C.J. Anderson last year?
Well, C.J. Anderson and David Johnson, different players.
Did we see that with Melvin Gordon?
Yeah, Melvin Gordon. Melvin Gordon catch a lot of passes.
Not this year. In 2016, did he
caught
catch
over
a lot of passes?
40.
In 2016, yep. He did? Okay. Well, I need David Johnson not to catch over 40. I need him to catch over 60.
Well, David Johnson to catch, over 60.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, David Johnson.
Will Mike McCoy be enough to bring back Larry Fitzgerald?
I think so.
Oh, I think the Fitzgerald wants to know who the quarterback is. That's the key question.
Fair enough. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. A little bit more football. Get into the baseball as well. Name that player. He's Mike Lyon. All on the way this hour on Roto Experts.